Yo, Jazzy, what's happening, man?
Yo, Ice Cream Tea, ain't that Jazzy Jeff from the Fresh Prince?
Yeah, what's that record, that rap.
Yeah, man. Girls ain't nothing but trouble.
Yeah, that's the one.
My brothers is dead.
Who are they, man?
I don't even like what they said.
What are they talking about, man? Yeah.
You know, tell them, see.
Listen, homegirls, let me talk to you. Girls may be trouble, but guys are trouble too. So the next time a guy try to give you a play, just turn your head and diss him and walk away.
Excuse me, Ice Cream Tea.
Hello, how do you do?
Quite fine, my darling, and how are you?
Well, I'm doing quite fine, but I'm kind of upset because I heard a little something I could not forget.
What's that?
I heard you say the girls are nothing but trouble, and now I'm taking this time to bust your bubble. You're arrogant, conceited, you're stuck on yourself, and bragging nearly every time you open your mouth. You think you're the gift of women, successful to in your head, but I'm sorry to inform you that all that stuff is dead.
Wait a minute, let me talk to you. I think I should inform you who you're talking to.
No, you let me tell you, so you'll remember me as the one that bust your bubble. I'm Ice Cream Tea.
Well, I'm Jazzy Jeff.
And I'm the Fresh Prince.
Before we have you arrested.
What's the meaning of this?
You say girls are full of trouble, I must explain this to you. Girls may be trouble, but guys are trouble too. You're a compulsive liar, your mind is full of dirt. All you do is worry about what's up a girl's skirt. You can't have a secret love because you got a big mouth. You go run and tell your boys how you laid her out. I think truthfully you're sick, you need to be kicked. See, I kick my loaded weapon, get on my nerve, I go quick. Guys think they own their girlfriends, females aren't possessions. We are humans, we like to be wined and dined by candlelight. Not being cooped up in the house, trying to be held up tight. So Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince, don't mean to bust your bubble, but guys of the world ain't nothing but trouble. Homegirls, the next time a guy give you a play, just turn your head and cold diss him and walk away. This humidity hot day, I was departing from work, my briefcase in my hand, suited down on my skirt. The underground subway surface was the scene of my walk. I got approached from the rear, he said,
baby, can we talk?
I looked him deep in the eyes with this fabulous smile. He said, I just got paid, let's hang out for a while. I said, but first it'd be my pleasure to know who you are, and do I have to use my tokens or do you have a car?
Well, my name is The Prince and I'm a great rap star. You don't have to use your tokens, I've got a Jaguar.
I knew there was no doubt I would jump on this mission. I proceeded to tell him my name with the least suspicion. I said Ice Cream Tea was the title I was given. SWP, the neighborhood that I lived in. So we jumped in the ride, hit to I-95. We turned in his block, pulled up in his drive. My first step in the house, I saw a mouse. I did a B90 through the room, tripped and ended with it. He came running to my rescue. He was a little late. My heel was broke. My briefcase was in a totally different place. He said,
Ice Cream, I'm sorry. Take a sip of this Bacardi and excuse me while I go to freshen up for the party.
I got a little confused. Party? What's up with dude? He did even tell me. I thought that was quite rude. Suddenly, through the door was three men in suits. They said,
hey, sweet mama, who are you?
I said, I'm Ice Cream Tea. And who may you be?
I'm Brother Charles, Brother Rick, and he's Brother Ali.
Are you here to see the Prince?
See the Prince? No, the Prince works for me. I'm running the show.
Work for you?
Work for me, and at 12 o'clock midnight, you'll be working 42nd Street.
Oh my God, I was totally stunned. He yanked me up, slapped my cheek, and put his hands on my buns. I said, huh. You better watch it, sucker. I said to myself, I got to go get my gun. He pushed me deep into this rock, he called me a bee. Indian H. I looked around, noticed that there was no escape at all. Left the room and went behind closed doors. I bent down, got my briefcase that was on the floor. Flipped the latch, lift the lid, pulled up my Smith Wesson. Yes, my shiny black loaded a 357. They stepped out of the room, dressed in fruit of the loon, and said they all lay me down and hit me with this tune. But when I seen my Smith Wesson, their eyes got bigger. I relaxed legs, crossed your back, and pulled the trigger. Picked up my briefcase, broke out on the double. Ladies, guys of the world are full of trouble.
Trouble. Hey, man, I didn't even know it was like that.
Yeah,
man.
Well, it's like that. It's the world of the world and nothing but trouble. You can't trust none of you.
Guess it's different with shoes on other foot.
Can't live with them, can't live without them.